Today's reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews tells us, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Dear friends, I came to you as a stranger in February, and you extended hospitality to me. I thank you for your gracious welcome, especially now as I prepare to leave. When I came to you in February, we did not know how long it would take to complete the search for a priest in charge. Your vestry and I knew that we would work together for as long as it would take. Now the process of finding a priest in charge is coming to completion, and your new priest will officially begin in 2 weeks on September 15th. I rejoice with you that you have found an excellent priest to serve this community. As Cheva in The Fiddler of the Roof says, it is a good match. It is good for St. John's and good for your new priest. I am happy for you and happy for him. This theme of hospitality that we heard in the Epistle to the Hebrews is also the central message of today's gospel. The gospel relates an occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal. He noticed how the guests chose the places of honor and told him a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited. And the host then invites both of you and says, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place. And then when the host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So today at the barbecue following our worship service, don't be the first in line to the grill to get a hamburger or a hot dog from Alex Sheck. Go to the back of the line and wait your turn. Is this what today's gospel is teaching us? Well, yes, in one sense. Jesus is teaching us to be unselfish, not pushy or arrogant. Good manners are required of all of us. This is what parents try to instill in their children. Wait your turn. Don't cut in front of others. Wouldn't it be great if people also practiced this courtesy on the highways and did not cut one another off and endanger others by their driving? The lessons of Jesus can be applied to many situations, not just meals. Christine Pohl, in her book, Making Room, Recovering Hospitality as a Christian Tradition, makes the case that hospitality is a dynamic expression of vibrant Christianity. Moreover, it is a spiritual obligation that has its roots in Scripture and in the tradition of our faith. The very word hospitality in the original Greek is philolexinos, which means literally to love the stranger. Historically, Hebrew tradition held that one of the most sacred duties was to take responsibility for the stranger in your midst, to give them food and shelter and welcome. The early church considered hospitality to people of different backgrounds to be a proof of the truth of the Christian faith. From the very beginning, hospitality was part of what it meant to be the people of God. As we begin this fall season, your welcome committee will be looking for ways to welcome people to St. John's. They will ask all of you to be part of this effort to help the stranger find a spiritual home in our parish. In today's gospel passage, Jesus tells us, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not just invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. In short, Jesus says, invite people who are different from yourself. Go beyond your comfort zone. Reverend Michael W. Lowry sees today's gospel illustrated in the African American song, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. And I was talking with Jeffrey, and we'd like to sing at the end of the homily a little bit of I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. This hymn from the African American tradition evokes the abundance that God has promised to provide from the milk and honey found in the promised land to the sacramental table where Christ meets us in the bread and wine. The welcome table represents that place where all God's children, including the lonely and the outcast, are welcomed by God to sit and to feast and to rejoice now and forever. It is no wonder that this song figured so prominently in the civil rights movement during the 50s and 60s and still speaks so powerfully to us in these racially conflicted times. Out of great and redeeming grace made manifest in Jesus Christ, each one of us here has been invited to sit at the welcome table. You and I will find our welcome in the presence of an infinitely loving God. But we must not take that invitation for granted, nor neglect our Lord's mandate to welcome others as we have been welcomed. We must never forget that each one of them, whoever they are for you, and I suspect you already know who they are for you, also have a place at the table and have also been welcomed by God and also get to stand in the midst of God's loving presence. And it does make every bit of difference how you have treated them and the ways that you welcome them or not. The truth is that it's no easy thing, this matter of hospitality, for it requires of us true humility and an attitude of sacrificial service as well. But it is not impossible, and the good news is that a little humility will go a long way toward great exaltation. And that's my prayer for us today, that each one of us here may find ourselves sitting humbly with our Maker at the welcome table, right where we ought to be. Amen.